CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm with my beautiful CPA, my personal CPA, Marit, and we're going to talk a little bit today about bookkeeping, because every business owner needs to know about bookkeeping.
Yeah. How many conversations have we had where I'm complaining about a client because they don't have any books, and you're like, people don't keep books? I'm like, no, they don't. You do. A lot of people don't.
I do.
It's really important. It's super important, you guys. You gotta do some bookkeeping in your life.
I think the only reason that I do is because I went to school for business and accounting. Although I think a lot of people do go to school for business and you take basic accounting. I think you have to take basic accounting in business. So I don't know why people don't find that to be important. I also used to work at a bank, and my mom used to laugh at me because I color-coded. I used to keep the check ledger, and it was color-coded. So I knew, like, what was a debit transaction, what was, a deposit, and it was all, like, highlighted and color-coded. My mom used to laugh at me, but I was very organized even at, like, 20 years old, so...
Yeah, you're special in that way.
Yeah.
I think maybe people don't do it because, in fact, I know it. I've worked with enough clients. It's like when you own your business, more often than not, you are a creative person, or if your business isn't creative, you're just busy. Or if you're like kind of one of those creative minded people, bookkeeping sounds like the worst thing you can do, the last thing you want to do. And maybe you don't even know where to start with bookkeeping. You're like, what do I even do? Like, to learn QuickBooks, if you've never even looked at QuickBooks in your life, it can be a little overwhelming, or like you know, they just don't have like the understanding. So we've talked before about like not commingling your funds is a good way to start, making a separate account for your business transactions instead of paying for it out of all of your personal transactions. And then people say, well, I can't get a separate business bank account because I have to have an EIN and I have all this stuff. And I always say, just open up another checking and just run all your stuff through your checking. That's like your beginning basic bookkeeping lesson for the day, is separate your accounts so that you're not like losing your expenses in your other accounts.
It doesn't have to be complicated. I think that point of just open up a separate checking account and make that one towards business, like literally Kristen Graham can open up a separate checking account and use it for business. It's fine. It's not complicated. It's very simple. And later when you get an EIN number, you can make all those other changes. But I think that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's harmonic.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Isn't it so nice? And so look, if you guys do that, if you just are like, okay, I'm going to like put a little bit of my focus into bookkeeping, even just some basic focus, and you open up a separate checking account or whatever it is and get a different debit card. And maybe you open up a little credit card, and that's your little credit card because you want to get the points, but you keep it separate. Not only is that good for bookkeeping, but it's also like really good for asset protection, especially if you started an LLC, because maybe, you know, whatever, you started an LLC. They want you to keep your LLC in terms of like the legal aspect. They're looking at it as a separate entity from you. But if you're not treating your LLC as a separate entity, if God forbid you were ever in the case of a lawsuit, the lawyer wants to start, you know, digging around. If they see that you're just, you know, completely mixing your business with your personal and there's no separate lines drawn between the two, then they want to start, you know, if it's a business lawsuit, then they have more of an ability to go into your personal finances because your business stuff is mixed in with your personal finances. So not only is bookkeeping really good in terms of like, hey, you're not missing your expenses, you know, you're going to save money on taxes. If you get into an audit, you can show, look, I'm like really trying. Here's my separate accounts and here's my receipts. And it's also really good for asset protection, to show that you're treating your business separate from yourself. So, yeah, I like that. And I think too, I don't want to harp on people about it, but it's just so important for you to like grow your business. to know your profitability, to know your financials, to know how your business is doing. So
yeah, like profit and loss statement.
Yeah. And I want to ask Kristen, because, you know, you do your bookkeeping. What's your preferred method? There's so many different ways. Maybe you can like give some like good tips on how people can get started.
Yeah. So actually, this kind of came from my business coach, because he was from Canada. So he was using Wave at the time. And QuickBooks is also very popular. But I use Wave just because it was what he used and he recommended. So I just did that. And I've actually found that there's a couple things that are cheaper on Wave than QuickBooks. So I ended up sticking with Wave.
Yeah.
I did pro and con it this year to see. Because both platforms make you pay for them if you do certain things like uploading a receipt, and you need to pay for that option now on Wave, where in the past you didn't have to. And QuickBooks, I think, is the same way. So I ended up staying with Wave because it was a little bit cheaper. But in the past, I've always also done I didn't realize that Wave did a profit and loss statement for me. I do know that now. So in the past, I've also kept an Excel spreadsheet with all of my transactions. So I pull everything out of Wave, copy and paste it into Excel, and then I give myself a breakdown of, you know, postage and payments on things and supplies and equipment and whatever. So I have all my little lines on my spreadsheet, and they're both very organized. So I do both. I can definitely attest to Excel making it possible for you to fat finger things. What I mean by that is we're not perfect. So if you type something into Excel, you might have an error. So the best thing I've found, or probably over the last like year, is to just use Wave, because whatever transaction happens on, say, the credit card or on your debit card, it goes into Wave dollar for dollar. And all you have to do is say this was for postage, or, you know, this was, you know, a entertainment expense or a meal expense or what have you. That's really the only accountability that I really need to do on that aspect. And I can upload my receipts right to Wave. So that's amazing. And in the past, I didn't know that. I mean, we're all learning. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't saving all of my receipts years past. 2023, we started saving our receipts. I didn't know that I needed to. So I did have an accountant in the past that said, as long as you know who you went to dinner with, it was good enough. So if I went to dinner with the Smiths, it was fine. I could just write Smith, and like I could tell like the IRS, like, here's all my meals, and, you know, Smith and Jones and Henry and whatever, and that they wouldn't be able to do anything because they can't contact those people. You do need to have receipts. So the fact that Wave lets me upload them is wonderful. So now I upload all of my receipts.
I like that you brought up receipts, because people think that if you just give a credit card or a bank statement, if say if you were to get in an audit, okay, here's my bank statement, but they can see, you know, your Amazon charge. And they have no idea if it was for office supplies or what it was for. So like the IRS is pretty clear about the fact that your bank statements and your credit card statements are not substantial authority for your expenses. You need to have receipts, and like you can get, I mean, yeah, with QuickBooks, I'll go into my Amazon account and you can look at your order. You can download a PDF and then you can attach that to QuickBooks too. So it is nice to electronically keep your receipts. I also have like a big pile of paper receipts when I'm out and I'm just lazy and I just keep them. But I also wanted to say, when you were talking about how you were doing Excel and then Wave, I've had clients who they'll literally give me handwritten pieces of paper with all of their expenses, or they'll give me bank statements and credit card statements to do their taxes. And that is just not only I mean, I've been nice and I've helped them work through it, but you'll find many accountants that are like, okay, take that back and go get me some totals and come back when you have something more organized. But not only is that like not going to help you in terms of, like I said, not missing expenses, not knowing the profitability of your business and everything like that, there's an easier way to do it. Like you were talking about how you can connect your accounts to Wave or QuickBooks and have it automatically pulled in, then all you have to do is categorize it. And if you're like, I don't want to go that route, I'd rather do Excel, you can go into your bank account and you can download the statement for that month in a CSV file, and then you can upload your CSV file becomes an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
Just like, there's just easier ways. I feel bad when I see people that give me these handwritten pages. I'm like, don't do that to yourself. We live in a world of automation, and you can't let the automation do it all for you, of course, because I've also seen the other side where people just let it pull over and then they have QuickBooks automatically categorize it, and it's not right. Yeah. And that's also not going to be acceptable if you were to get into an
audit.
That's
one thing I don't let it do.
I won't
let
your ability.
I won't let it automatically categorize. I have to go in. I have to touch each transaction, and it's tedious, but I do it once or twice a week. And it's like one of those things that we've talked about, like owning your own business before, but I schedule everything out. So if I have a light day on Tuesday, then I might type into my calendar Tuesday, 11 o'clock, Kristen's doing her books. And that means I'm scanning all my receipts. And it doesn't have to be a scanner, guys. Like, I take a photo of it with my iPhone, I AirDrop it to my computer, and I save it to the transaction. It is quick, it is easy, and then I can delete them all from my phone when I'm done because they're already saved on Wave. So you don't even have to save the paper. I hope that's okay to say, right? I don't have to save the paper.
Yeah, I don't think they care. No, okay. You don't have to.
Because I have
it
electronically.
As far as I know, you don't have to save the
paper. I throw out the
paper.
I do throw out the paper. But I mean, I sit down, I schedule it, and it gets done once a week. If I get 1 week where I can't do it, I know next week it is going to be hell. Because now I have to take all the transactions. I have my paper receipts. I have like Amazon receipts, and I have to connect all the dots. So more than a week for me is too much. I need to have it all. And I have several businesses that I'm running. So I get one day.
I'm over here feeling guilty because I don't do my books once a week.
But you do everybody else's books.
I know. Accountants are the worst clients, just like doctors are the worst clients. But I'm teaching my daughter. QuickBooks is that easy. I'm teaching my seven-year-old how to do the categorization. Like, I really have, because she can do a computer, and I'm like, okay, look at this. This is, you know, whatever, some sort of, I went to dinner with a client. Okay, here's Texas Roadhouse. We're going to put that. Where do you think that goes? Oh, meals.
Aww,
you know, I'm like, oh, Amazon. That. I've actually taken her into Amazon and been like, oh, this is an Amazon. We need to do another tab. We need to go into mommy's account. Okay, we're going to search this amount. We're going to get the order. And it's been really fun. She feels super proud of herself for, you know, working in the business. It's so cute. I can pay her, and she's seven, so there's no FICA. I send it to the family management company, do that
Love
whole
it.
Paying your kids strategy thing. And she's actually learning work ethic. But someone, I mean, to clarify, I would never let her do a client's books. It's just ours. And then that leads me to reconciling, which is the other part. So you're going to categorize your transactions. Let's say now we've moved on to Wave, which I've also worked in Wave. I've had clients work in Wave. It's great. I don't have anything against Wave. I just like QuickBooks because as an accountant, I can get in on the back end and look at the books. But you might be able to do that in Wave now as well. They're always updating things. So I think Wave's great. But then at the end of every month, you go into your bank account, you pull your monthly statement, and then you check your transactions against your statement. So that will, for me, and you know, the case with my daughter, obviously I'm right by her side, but then you make sure that you don't have duplicate expenses, or you don't have anything that got in there on accident that doesn't belong there. Your bank balance matches your credit card balance. So that's why we would reconcile. If you ever hear, oh, we've got to have a bookkeeper reconcile, it's because, and I've seen that even with my own, like I'll like take a distribution, and I'll take a distribution to pay like a personal credit card, and then it will try to match it to my company credit card. And I'm like, oh, no, that's a draw. But if I wouldn't reconcile, I might have missed it, right, and it might have slipped in there. So reconciling's, you know, another piece of the bookkeeping puzzle, if anyone's interested.
And if anybody ever wants to get into, kind of an aside, if you want to get into like owning a property, like go into like that route, going from like owning a business to taking a distribution, purchasing a property, you need to have your profit and loss statement if you own your own business. If you do not have your profit and loss statement, you're going to have a really hard time getting a mortgage. And I had to supply profit and loss statements in the beginning of the mortgage process in the mortgage process.
Yeah, process.
Yeah. So in the mortgage process, I'd have to supply a profit and loss statement in the beginning. And then I have to, usually it takes, it could go, I think we've closed in as quick as 45 days, but it could take a couple months. And at the end of that process, I'll have to supply another profit and loss. So when you own your own business, having the ability to do your own profit and loss statement is really good. It really lets you know where your finances are.
Yeah. And if you have that automated software, you'll have all those reports in there and you'll have the profit and loss and you'll have the balance sheet. And I think those are the two main financial statements you want to focus on. Also, if you're filing as an S corp and you have over a certain amount of assets, I do this with my clients regardless, because I think it's important to have their balance sheet as well. But you need there are cases on the S corp return where you have to report your business balance sheet. So profit and loss, that will be your income and then your expenses. And then you'll have your balance sheet, which that will show your assets, like the cash in your bank accounts. And if you have, say you have a business vehicle or a business piece of machinery, and then you'll have your liabilities on your balance sheet, which could be the loans on the piece of machine, the credit card liabilities that you haven't paid. And then you have your equity, which is where you're taking your, it's showing your distributions, your contributions, and then your retained earnings, which is, you know, relates to your net income flowing from the profit and loss. So I would say the other thing too, when you're getting your taxes ready, let's say you've done bookkeeping, you're on your way, you've got your profit and loss. As you go through your expenses, make sure that your expenses are actual expenses and not liabilities. Like your expense for your credit card would be what you charged, what you bought on Amazon, what you bought when you went to dinner. And then when you make that payment on your credit card, that's going to be reducing your liability. So the payment isn't going to be an expense on your profit and loss. So just kind of knowing those basics helps, and having that basic bookkeeping to where you can feel confident when you're getting your taxes done. Also, I mean, I know I'm not the only tax accountant out there who's had to go in and clean someone's books up because they're not right for your taxes. And, you know, we're like, oh, you can't file like this. Like if you were under audit, they would go after you. So the more you can learn about bookkeeping, and even when you hire someone, you still can't trust it all the way. You have to know your basics, because there's people, I've seen people who have hired bookkeepers who are still, they've got liability payments as an expense, or, you know, things are just really, really off and really incorrect. So I'm very glad that we did this video, Kristen. I know it's like, maybe for the fun, creative business owner, it's like not what they want to really think about. But, oh, it's like the foundation of your financials is having good bookkeeping in place and knowing, and you being the captain of your own ship. So you're not just tossing it off on an automated software or some random bookkeeper that maybe doesn't really know everything that they need to know to be doing your books.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love bookkeeping, and I love being in control and knowing what is there. So, and that is exactly what bookkeeping provides. It provides you control, and it provides you knowledge of how profitable your business really is. And that is something, as a business owner, you need to know.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I hope you guys liked this video. Hope you learned a lot. And if you ever have any questions on bookkeeping, you can definitely throw it in the comment box, and we will be happy to answer those questions for you. Make sure you are subscribing to the channel, and we will see you next time on CPA After Dark.